Fun Show, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today's special guest is Mike Henry from Mostly Marley. He just walked in the studio, so we're going to get him all set up, and we're going to play some tunes. Let's play Tanya Aganaba's Here's Got to Know. So we'll get them all prepped up for you. And let's listen to this. Got to Know right here on CJSF.
Baby, you could be, tell me you would be. these sheets for weeks. Your body on my leg, silk, it's so sweet. I'm a basket in your light, light. Cause baby, it just feels right. Out of my mouth and into your ears. And do you hear me sending? Touch me. Ooh, small of my spine, just drink it in deep, deep. Wherever you go, hope is right there. The gravity of clarity you gave to me.
All right, and we are back, and we are here with Mike. Mike, please introduce yourself.
Hi, Mike Henry.
Tell me about your
artist,
band.
R&B artist, soul artist. I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, you sure do. All right, so tell me about Mostly Marley, because I think that's what most people know you from.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
The band has been together since 2003, and we started on the North Shore at Rusty Gull.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we just we celebrated 21 years.
Yeah.
The band's been together.
We love the Rusty Gull, and I know it changed hands. Have you been there since the change?
Yeah. It's changed, and there's no live music anymore, unfortunately.
I know, so sad. Exactly.
Yeah. They say it's still the Gull. They just took the rust off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you still play in the North Shore, yes, right?
Not so much.
Okay.
Not so much.
I thought you did the Queen's Pub.
Not anymore. They don't do live music there anymore.
Really?
Either.
Yeah. That them too. Oh my goodness. What is going on with this city?
no fun zone on the North Shore.
All right. Well, we got to bring the fun back, Mike. Okay. So tell me, back in the day when you went on Shaw here.
Is it
the Breakfast?
Yeah.
Urban Rush.
Yeah, back in
the day. What year was this?
2013.
Yeah. Tell me, how was that experience?
That was fun. We did our six-song EP, and a lot of people bought it, including yourself.
I sure did, yeah.
So, it was pretty popular, actually. So, yeah, and the one song that was, I guess what you would say was a single, is called Sunshine in My Head.
Yes, and we're going to play that video. You could find this on YouTube here under Mostly Marley.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It is time for some music with Vancouver classic reggae band Mostly Marley. They started out as a house gig 9 years ago, but they now have audiences dancing province-wide.
Nice, you can catch the band during regular sets at the Rusty Gull in North Van on Sunday nights and at the Cellar Tuesday nights. Here are Mostly Marley performing a song off their self-titled album. This is Sunshine in My Head.
Sunshine!
I got the sunshine in my head. When the day is gray, the skies are filled with dread. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. When you're feeling empty, you need be fed. I got the sunshine in my head. I ain't seen no sunshine for a long and lonely time. Everything is dark and gray now. All I have is in my mind. Sometimes things go down and it all seems bad. You can look within and your face will shine. Someone look at you, they're quite confused, cause it's worst of time. Still your face will shine. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. Your day is gray, the skies are filled with dread. I got the sunshine in my head. Got to shine my light on and sing my happy song. My spirit keep on moving because the sunshine take me on. Nothing can stop me now, feeling like Superman. Superman. All I need, cause it's in my hand. Though the life goes on, though it seems quite bad, I got my sunshine song to keep me going strong. Always be a time for crying. The world is filled with things to feel. Don't let nobody dash you home now. The sunshine smiles on you. The sunshine in my head. When the skies are rainy and filled with dread, I got the sunshine in my head. Got to shine my light on and sing my happy song. Spirit keep on moving, cause the sunshine take me home. Nothing can stop me now, feeling like Superman. Superman. I am all I need, it's in my hands. You know that life goes on. Good seems quite bad. Got my sunshine song, keep me going strong. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. When the day is rainy and filled with dread, got the sunshine in my head. For a long and lonely time, for a long and lonely time, I ain't seen no sunshine for a long and lonely time.
Oh, yeah.
Nice groove.
I know. Super nice. Okay. So tell me about your influences, because it's Black History Month. Who influenced you when you were listening growing up?
We're at the very tail end of it. Almost missed it. They only give us a month. No, just kidding. So anyway, my influences would be Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
And
love Stevie.
Also Curtis Mayfield, Luther Vandross, who I think is the greatest singer of ever. Marvin Gaye, So, you know, lots of Motown. And, of course, Mr. Bob Marley. Now, I'll mention one thing. Stevie Wonder was a big influence because he was not only a singer, he was an activist, and he is actually the one who was responsible for making Martin Luther King Day come about.
Really?
As he wrote the song, he wrote a happy birthday song, and it was Happy Birthday to Martin Luther King. It's happy birthday to ya, happy birthday to ya, happy birthday. So it's like whenever we sing happy birthday, it's not happy birthday, it's the Stevie version. It's the Stevie version.
Nice.
Yeah, and Curtis Mayfield, who was more or less the soundtrack of the 60s and 70s, because he was always speaking about advancing equal rights for black people, and it was all came up in his lyrics.
Interesting.
And of course, James Brown, who gave us black,
yeah. You know,
before we were calling ourselves colored, African American, and so when James Brown came along, he said, "Just say you're black and you're proud." Say it loud, and which you know gave black people a lot of pride.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to talk about Bob Marley.
Of course, yes. Of course.
Yes, he has a new movie out, One Love. Yes.
Yes,
and you said you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. My date canceled on me.
So. No. Okay,
I have to explore other options.
All right, we're going to play the trailer, and then we're going to be back with more Mike Henry.
Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs.
When you write that?
All my life.
Hit. Reggae is the people music.
You know you're a superstar.
I am a superstar.
You can't separate the music and the message.
You see, reggae music comes to unify the people.
Not everyone likes what you're saying. For your own safety, you need to stop.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that thing. That every little thing gonna be alright.
You like that one?
Yeah.
There's a war going on. Oh, I can't bring peace. I can't even get peace for myself.
Rise up this morning. Smile with the rising sun.
Sometimes the messenger has to become the message.
Bob, I know it's dangerous. But you're the only one who can unite the people.
You're ready, Bob.
No guns can stop this message. I want the world to change. And that time is now.
Wow. Wow, One Love looks so good. Yeah, it just came out February 14th, which is, of course, Valentine's Day. And Bob Marley's birthday is February 6th. So all in Black History Month. Amazing. Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of February 6th, yes. I just did a Bob Marley birthday show down at Guilt & Co. on February 3rd because the 6th falls on a weekday. And it's just the 3rd made for a better night for, you know, drawing people in to the club. So, yeah, we had like a 2-hour lineup waiting to get in.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So be sure to follow Mike Henry because, yes, he's got shows all over town. And you have a gig coming up tomorrow.
Yes, I do.
Tell me about that one.
At Admiral, mm-hmm. Admiral Pub.
The Admiral Pub.
Here on the mountain, Burnaby Mountain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and tell me about your bandmates for, is it the Odd, what's it called?
We call it the Odd Trio.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it says trio, but sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 5.
Ah.
And it's odd. It's that's the inside joke.
I see. Okay. So, yes, check out the Odd Trio at the Admiral.
Oh. So, there's Anthony Anderson usually on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
There's Roger Salom on keyboards. And there's Nino DePasquale on drums.
Oh, great. Yes. And I actually interviewed Anthony before because he's actually performed here up at SFU. How did you two meet?
Wow. Anthony and I met years ago because we're on the same circuit as far as music played all the same clubs, you know. And so I've known him for a lot of years. He used to be in a band called High Quality.
Mm.
Yeah. And so I was in a band called Stripes.
Stripes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually joined that band when I was living in the States. I came up here from the Bay Area, California.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was playing with a band called Power Play, and I was in the group with. You ever heard of the band Tower Power?
Tower Power.
Bruce Conte was the guitar player for Tower Power. What is Hip? That's a big song. He had the guitar riff do 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 do. That was his famous guitar riff. That's everybody knows him for that. So he had another band after he left Tower Power, and he put Power Play together. So I came up from Las Vegas to join that band, and I was in that band for I don't know a couple of years. And I had a friend who I played with in Vegas who was living in the Bay Area. So I came up to look him up, but he had already moved to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to come and join his band. And so they sent me a ticket to come up and audition. And I auditioned, and that was like 1989. And I've been here ever since. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And I know you've traveled around the world. Like, you've toured, right?
Yeah. I've been quite a few places, actually. Yeah, doing what I love. So it's allowed me that opportunity.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to play one of your songs. I think it's the first track from the Mostly Marley CD here. All right.
Okay.
Let's play it.
Can't wait. Something
sing about the fall of dog and Jamaica land. It's where the people know just how to make the jam. The sexy lady whining to a whiny song that's unfamiliar, but you still can hum along. Ay, 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 come day, come night, come ay, 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 can't wait. Down. The air is thick with iron, mystic atmosphere. Well, it's not shut us down, so they can't find us here. Ay, 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 come day.
All right, so we are back with Mike Henry, and he's been in Vancouver ever since he's gotten here. He hasn't left, so thank you so much for staying with us. Yeah. And through the music scene, you met Rob Montgomery. Tell me about him.
Yes, Rob was another guy besides Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's more or less a blues guy.
Yeah.
So, but he wrote these songs that were, I guess, a little more pop oriented, I guess, top, I don't know. Yeah. So, what was the song you say you wanted?
We're going to play Marie Amour.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And you said that was for his wife?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. we just met just musicians knowing other musicians, you know, and he asked me to record some songs with him. So I went in and recorded these songs, and we played the tunes around the local circuit, and it was pretty well received, I think. So yeah, it was a fun time.
Let's check it out.
It was a fun time.
Here's Marie Amour on CJSF.
Inside of me, it's gotta be the love of my Marie. On and on, it's driving me. One touch from you, and I believe. I know for sure this ain't no summertime sweat. Is the best thing, yeah. Oh, I know you empathize. You're the answer to my heart.